Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm the senior pastor here. I'm so glad that you've chosen to worship together here with us this morning. We welcome our friends who are also joining us virtually on Facebook Live and through our church website. We're glad that you are virtually a part of our community of faith here this morning. And so as we are gathered for worship, you are invited to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. And so you're invited to connect with us by filling it out and letting us know that you are here with us in worship today. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life on the backside of that tear-off sheet. We'd love to be praying with you and for you every single day this week, so let us know things that we can be covering you in prayer here today. You can also take one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about growing in your own life of faith here through our congregation. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will pass a little bit later on in our worship service today. For our friends who are joining us virtually, you're invited to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from wherever you are here today. You can go to the back side of your bulletin. You see things that are happening in the life of our community of faith today and throughout this week. And as you're going there, we are praying for our associate pastor, Brooke Robbins, as she is on a learning trip over to Cambodia with our ministry partner, Growing Hope Globally. We prayed for her last week before she set off on her long journey, and she has arrived safely. In fact, I even talked to her this morning, and she's already been to church today, and she's done some sightseeing and is already in bed because it's 13 hours ahead of us. And so looking forward to begin serving and learning all kinds of fun things tomorrow. And so we're praying for her for a wonderful week ahead and then for safe travels back here to the U.S. Later on this week. So as you're going to your bulletin, you see things that are happening in our church. We're looking forward to the season of Lent. We have lots of special events, lots of special worship services, and so you see those notes in your bulletin. We have our Shrove Tuesday pancakes coming up. We have two Ash Wednesday worship services, and we also have a Lenten worship service every Tuesday throughout the season of Lent on the way toward Easter. And so mark those things on your calendar, and we hope that you will grow in your faith here through this wonderful season of Lent coming soon. We're looking forward to the Super Bowl of Caring coming up on Super Bowl Sunday, which is next Sunday. Our youth will be collecting canned goods for our Linda Paw food pantry. Many of you all bring canned goods every single week because we're always collecting for the Linda Paw food pantry over at James Madison, but we're making a special drive for the Super Bowl of Caring, so that'll be next Sunday. Today is also Scout Sunday, and we are the charter organization for Boy Scout Troop 40 and Cub Scout Pack 40. We have lots of the folks who are here, and so we invite you all to come on up here so we can recognize you, we can pray for you, and so we're so glad to have so many Scouts here with us today. Come on up, all right. Very good. Glad to have you all here. As they're coming forward, the Boy Scouts meet on Monday nights here in the church, and they have about 15 or so young people, and they have all kinds of adults who are here every Monday night helping them out. And the Cub Scouts meet on Thursday nights, and they have between 8 and 10 young boys who are there learning, and lots of adults who are there helping them out as well. And so we're so glad to be the charter organization for the Scouts, and we want to recognize them. So let's give thanks and praise to the Scouts in our church today. Yeah. We also want to recognize other Scouts. We have lots of folks in our church who were Scouts, who are the parent of Scouts. And so if you were a Scout or had a relationship with Scouts in your life, would you all mind please standing so we can recognize you all too? All right. Yeah. Let us pray together. Well, loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for these scouts, for these young people, and for their leaders and all those who mentor them. We pray your blessing upon them as they learn and as they grow in your sight. We pray that you'll be with them in all they do for service for our community and for your world. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. As they're being seated, we want you to know that in appreciation, they have said in appreciation for us being their charter organization, they're going to have a pancake supper for us as a congregation next Sunday in between services. So if you come to this service, usually you should come early next week, and they're going to be making us pancakes. So we're so thankful.
Turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Liam from the Boy Scouts is going to come and lead us in an invocation. So, Liam, come on up.
Dear Lord, please open our hearts and minds as we worship you together. May we be reminded of your love, and may it be our guide to serve those who need it most around us. May we all find comfort in your words that we hear today. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Our first scripture reading today comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 41, verses 1 to 10. We invite the Spirit of God to be with us and upon us as we hear God's word read in the midst of worship this morning. Happy are those who consider the poor. The Lord delivers them in their day of trouble. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. They are called happy in the land. You do not give them up to the will of their enemies. The Lord sustains them on their sick bed. In their illness, you heal all their infirmities. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies wonder in malice, when will I die and my name perish? They will come to see me and utter empty words, while their hearts gather mischief. When they go out, they tell it abroad. All who hate me whisper together about me. They imagine the worst for me. They think of a deadly thing that has been fastened on me, that I will not rise again from where I lie. Even my bosom friend in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted a heel against me. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. We now invite the kids of our church to come down forward and meet Pastor Annika for today's children's moment.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
J-E-S-U-S, for the Bible tells me so. J-E-S-U-S, he loves me here and he loves me there, and he loves all of us everywhere. Jesus loves loves me, this I know. J-E-S-U-S.
Good morning. How are you all doing? That's terrific. How many of you have a friend? Yeah? Maybe more than one friend? Yeah? That's awesome. It's great to have friends. We hear many songs in church about friends. We have actually sang some of them. One of them is, I have a friend, a faithful friend, and his name is Jesus. Another one is, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Casting Crowns sings a song that says, a son that Jesus is a friend of sinners opens our eyes to the world. These are just a couple of songs that remind us, no matter what we're going through, or no matter what we've got, we have true friendship in Jesus that will never go away. Sometimes we make friends in preschool or kindergarten that last forever. Sometimes we make friends as we get older. Sometimes our friends move away, and that can make us sad. In the movie Toy Story, we hear a song about having a friend in me. Can we sing the first verse? Band, do you mind giving me a hand on that, please? If you know the words, sing along. Thank you, band. Thank you for singing along. Even though that song is about two friends, Buzz Lightyear and Woody, it can be about a friend that we all have, and his name is Jesus. Even though we could be miles and miles apart from our best friend, he's still there with us. And when we move across town, we still have a friend. Or if we move states, we still have a best friend. When we get our first job and make new friends, and then have a second job, we make new friends there too, but we've still got a friend in Jesus. So no matter what happens in our life, we will always have a best friend. Jesus is right there with you. Sometimes we need to slow down and stop and thank Jesus for being beside us all this time. So next time you need to call on your friend, I recommend calling Jesus. He's waiting to hear from each and every one of you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for being our friend always. Please forgive us when we forget that you are right here beside us. We are lucky to have someone with us always and that loves us forever and forgives us when we have done something wrong. Please guide us and protect us in this wonderful week ahead. In your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S, for the Bible tells me so, J-E-S-U-S, he loves me here and he loves me there and he loves all of us everywhere, Jesus loves me, this I know, J-E-S-U-S.
It's a simple idea, but sometimes simple ideas really stick. If you put good into this world, you will get good back out. This is especially true when we consider tithing. When we give tithes and offerings, be prepared for your generosity to come back to you in equal or greater measure. The ushers will now distribute baskets for the offering and then collect them at the end of each row.
Forevermore.
Let us pray together. Lord God Almighty, you are the giver of all gifts. We ask that you would bless our gifts and multiply them so they can support us in sharing your love and grace in our community and as a church body. Thank you for all you have given us. We thank you for the sun that rises each morning and the stars that shine each night. We thank you for the joys of friendships we have and those we can still make. We thank you for the comfort of our families, no matter how big or small. We give thanks to you, Lord, for your guidance and protection each and every day. We thank you for the opportunities you have given us, not only in our personal lives, but also our spiritual lives. You have shown us that when one journey ends, a new one is to begin. Lord, for many reasons, we have a tendency to stray away from you. We confess that when our prayers go unanswered, we try to find the right answer ourselves. We take your grace for granted because we have become complacent or get easily distracted. Help us, Lord, to not just go through the motions, but to focus on you. When the storms of life surround us, show us you are the lifeguard we need. We can always count on you, and we are sorry when we forget this from time to time. We reach out to you for prayers of our worries and sorrows. We lift those up today who need your comfort. Names that have been mentioned out loud, names on our prayer bulletins, and those names who are silently lifted to you. We ask that you guide and protect Pastor Brooke on her journey in Cambodia, that you watch over her and show her the new life our church is helping create through Growing Hope Globally. Lord, please turn our struggles into freedom, our pain into comfort, our weakness into strength, and our lows into hope. We ask all this in your name. Allow us to join our voices together to become one as we say your prayer that you have taught us all by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our second scripture reading today comes from the Gospel according to Mark in chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So he gathered around there, so many gathered around there that there was no longer room for them, not even in the front door, and he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Stand up and take your mat and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home. And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We have never seen anything like this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. We're continuing today with our Gospel According to Disney sermon series. We've been having a great time over these past 3 weeks. We have been taking each and every week a certain Disney movie and then using it as a lens through which to hear the message of Jesus Christ and to experience God's love moving in our life. We're using this series as a fun little post-Christmas sermon series before we jump into the heaviness of the season of Lent, which is to come in just a few more weeks. And so up to this point, we've talked about the movies Elemental and The Incredibles. We even talked about last week the movie Encanto. And in case you have missed this series, we've talked about how we are all from the same substance. We've all been created and blessed by God. We heard about how we have more power than we realize when we place our hope and trust in God. And we even heard how each one of us are a gift from God. Not just having gifts, but we ourselves are a gift. That's where we've been so far. And next week, we're going to wrap it all up with that old school classic movie, Finding Nemo. And so if you want to have some homework between now and next Sunday, go home and you can watch Finding Nemo here soon. But today, we are taking it all the way back to the original Toy Story movie. Not Toy Story 2, where Jessie comes along. Not Toy Story 3, not Toy Story 4, that has other characters and the story is still good, but in my opinion anyway, isn't as good as the original Toy Stories. Today, we have the 1995 classic Toy Story. Now, you may not know, unless you are a Disney Pixar nerd like we are in our house, but the original Toy Story was the first full-length Pixar film, and it was so old that it was even there before Disney bought Pixar movies, and it was the first fully computer animated movie. It is so old, but still good today. Now, it's been around for a long time, and so in case you have not seen Toy Story, where have you been? I mean, like, do you not have kids in your life? I mean, it's been around for a while. But in case you have not seen Toy Story, this is what it's like. In the movie, there's this young boy named Andy, and he loves his toys so very much. He plays with them all the time. He has Mr. Potato Head, he has Slinky Dog, he has little green toy army soldiers, he has a Tyrannosaurus Rex named Rex. He has lots and lots of toys in his toy box, but Andy's favorite, maybe remember, is this cowboy named Woody. It is the best and most loved toy in all of his toys that he has in his room. It's the one that Andy sleeps with every single night, and it even lives on his pillow whenever he goes off to school. It lives there on his bed. But as often happens, whenever our kids get bigger, new toys come into the room. And so Andy gets a new toy, the Space Ranger called Buzz Lightyear. And soon Buzz takes Andy's attention, right? And he becomes his new favorite. But as you may expect, Woody is not too pleased with this, and so a rivalry ensues, and soon Woody wants to get rid of Buzz. And the whole movie kind of turns on its head and kind of changes direction when Woody tosses Buzz out the window one day. And then Woody, too, finds himself on the outside of the house. And so for the whole rest of the movie, both Woody and Buzz have to work together to get back home, to get back to see Andy. In fact, they do anything they can to make it back to see him. They have to fight off the mean kid next door. Woody almost gets his plastic brains kind of burned out by the sun one day. They do everything they can. Even Buzz almost gets shot into space with a rocket strapped on his back. They work so hard that they finally reach Andy at the very end of the movie when they go flying through the sunroof of his mom's car in the very end. They work together, they stick together, and put their whole entire focus on getting back home, on getting back to see Andy. Now, I was thinking about this movie, and came to mind was this passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. Because like Woody and Buzz together, there's something about the people in their story doing anything they can to go back home and meet Jesus. You see, maybe you noticed whenever it was read a moment ago, but did you notice that Jesus was home, the Bible says? And so we can gather that maybe he's back in his old hometown, and like word has begun to spread that Jesus is at home, and it's almost like Taylor Swift is in town. Holy smokes, everybody's dying, like they're going to bust down the door to get to the place where Jesus was. And the way that Mark tells the story, so many people came to see Jesus. Here was this now grown man who used to be a little man. This grown man who used to be playing ball and running in the street and amazing everybody with his wonderful God-given talent. Now he's taken his talents elsewhere, but now he's back home again. And so now that he's home and he's teaching and preaching, the place is packed to the gills. And it's rather ironic, of course, because when Jesus was born, there was no room for him in the inn, the Bible says. But now that he's so famous, everyone is packed in to meet him. In fact, one Bible commentary I was reading this week was almost saying that you could almost feel what it would have been like to have been in the house and in the room where Jesus was. You can feel standing shoulder to shoulder and arm to arm with all kinds of people straining to hear what Jesus says. The same commentator was even saying you can almost smell what it would have been like to have been in the house. If people had been walking for a long time, they were hot and they were sweaty, you can feel what it had been like to have been crammed there in that space. And so everyone is there listening to the Son of God teach in his hometown, and it's great. But the problem, of course, is that when there's a sold-out crowd, there are more people who still want to get in. And so Mark tells the story that these four friends come to the house where Jesus was, and they want their friend to have a chance to be healed. And even though the doors are packed in full and no one else is going to get in, they take matters into their own hands. They go up to the roof, they cut a hole in the roof, and they lower their friend down on this mat. I mean, like Woody and Buzz at the end of Toy Story, they go flying in from the top of the roof. They did anything they could to get their friend back home to see Jesus. And so, as you may expect, Jesus is amazed at their faith. The Bible even says when Jesus saw their faith, he said to that one who was paralyzed, "Son, your sins are forgiven. Stand up, take your mat, and go on home," Jesus says. And when everybody else saw this, they were amazed. They were glorifying God. They're saying, "We've never seen anything like this ever in our entire life." And the man stands up and he walks out. Just like that. The story is amazing. It is amazing on like so many levels. I mean, you have Jesus being at home and people coming to see him. Sometimes whenever Jesus goes home, he's ridiculed and he's derided. And they're like, "Who's this kid? Who does he think he is?" But now people love him and they can't get enough. I mean, it's amazing because here was this guy who was paralyzed and suddenly walk again. I mean, Jesus heals and helps all kinds of people. I mean, this story is amazing here. But the thing about this story that always speaks to me is those friends who did anything they could to get their friend to meet Jesus. I mean, there's no indication that they were fighting off mean kids next door or like fighting off rockets strapped to their backs or anything, but they did anything they could to go meet Jesus. In fact, maybe you noticed, maybe you heard it in the scripture that as their friend was being lowered down from that hole in the roof and he's there in front of Jesus suddenly, did you notice what Jesus said? Jesus said he noticed their faith. Their faith, as in like plural, like he noticed the faith of the friends. And it's from that faith of those friends that the paralyzed man is healed. Their friends had something to do with it. Even though there was no way in, because they were so persistent, because they did not give up, even though there seemed to be no way and they found a way, because of their faith, Jesus heals this man. There is this gumption, there is this like stick-to-itiveness, there is like this determination to go and meet Jesus, to overcome any obstacle. I mean, it is wonderful, it is powerful. I want you to notice that. I mean, we know that in anything that we do in life, if it's work or if it's music or if it's school or a hobby, if you want to be good at it, then you have to actually work on it. Like, it doesn't have to be perfection, but it has to be progress. You have to keep on working at it. And so faith is like that too. If we want our faith to grow and sustain us and carry us and lift us through hard times, then we can't just work on our faith once a week on Sundays, but it has to become a daily habit, something that we do all the time, praying and worship and reading the scriptures and seeking to live more like Jesus calls us to live. I mean, we know even playing an instrument, we are so much better if we practice for like 5 minutes a day than if we practice for once a week for like 90 minutes one time a week. We're so much better if we do it all the time. I mean, it's like this. I've used this analogy before, but it's one of my favorites. You see, I can't remember what I had for dinner a month ago Thursday. Like, January 4th was a Thursday, and looking back on my calendar, and it seems to be just like an ordinary day. It didn't seem to be too stressful. Like, I know I came to work here, and like, I made a hospital call on some of our folks, and I wrote my sermon, and our kids had their own things, but it was basically just an ordinary, kind of plain old Thursday. But for the life of me, I can't remember what I had for dinner that night. I know that I ate, and I'm sure that it was good because it is always good, and I went to bed full and not hungry, and like life went on and carried on to the next day. And I'm pretty sure that we had dinner the next night and the next night and the next night and the night after that. And thinking back over the past month, I'm pretty sure that I did not go to bed hungry at all last month or even at all last year, because in our house, dinner is like a daily activity. Like, maybe it is in your house too. It's like what you do at night. But along those same lines, I don't remember exactly what we talked about in church a month ago. I know that I preached and I wrote a sermon because I write and I preach nearly every single week, and I guess that it's good, but like, y'all can be the judge of that. I mean, I guess it was like a pretty decent sermon because you came back, but I don't remember what the hymns were in our first service, even though I picked those hymns. I don't remember what the band played, even though I'm sure the band was amazing because they're amazing every week. I remember zero of the specifics from worship 1 month ago, but I remember that I was in church because I would have remembered if I was not in church. Like, I can't tell the details from that Sunday, but I know that I was filled and we were fed and we didn't go to bed hungry at the end of the day. You see, our life of faith is like that. Our faith grows when we are persistent with it, when we work on it, when we live out our faith, and growing our faith becomes a daily habit. And it is so much a part of our life that when we don't work on it and we do not have it, it feels like something is missing. Our faith is strong when we are determined and persistent, and we don't let anything stand in the way of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It was like that in Toy Story for Buzz and Woody on the way back, doing whatever they can to get back home and meet Andy. And even more importantly, it was like that for those four men so determined to reach Jesus, they cut a hole in the roof of the house. May it be so for us. May we be so determined and so hungry to live out our faith that nothing stands in our way. Let us pray. O loving and gracious God, we're so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for his model of faith that has been set here before us. We're so thankful for all the ways in which he lived his faith, all the ways in which he taught your love to us. Help us, O God, to follow him and to live and serve just like him. Remind us that we have received grace upon grace and forgiveness and love, and that his path is here before us so that we can show that grace and forgiveness and love to others. Help us to live in such love, faith, and hope every single day that nothing stands in the way of our relationship with you. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.